The reading from today is taken from Psalm 51, verses 10 to 12. And our Lenten sermon series focuses on Psalm 51. Today's focus is on a clean heart. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence, and take not your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me with a willing spirit. The word of the Lord.
Grace to you and peace from God our Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Daniel pointed us back to Ash Wednesday in the children's sermon. That's where we began this season of Lent this past Wednesday. As we had the ashes placed on our foreheads and the sign of the cross to remember that we are dust, and to dust we shall return. You see, Lent is a time for us to reflect upon the suffering, the trial, the death of our Lord Jesus Christ, to remember all that he did for us. He went to the cross to die, essentially, in our place for our sins, that we might be freed from the bondage of sin. All this, of course, then leads to that great celebration on Easter Sunday when we come together with joy and the hope of the resurrection that's there for all who believe in Jesus Christ our Lord. During these Sundays of Lent, we're going to be focusing upon those verses from Psalm 51, verses 10 to 12, which ties us to those promises we have in Christ's suffering, death, and resurrection. Those words, if you think about them, and it's true for many psalms, they're essentially a prayer in which we turn to God for help, for hope, for guidance, and for strength in our faith. So join me today as we focus up on the first half of that first verse there, verse 10, which is, create in me a clean heart, O God. So we've got 3 points today. They're in your bulletin. You can follow along or take notes if you'd like. First, we're going to talk about a sinful heart. So you say, well, wait a minute, Pastor David. There's nothing in that text that says anything about a sinful heart. It mentions a clean heart. While the text may not say sinful heart, it certainly implies that. Again, this is a prayer. And what are we asking in this prayer? We're asking that God create in us a clean heart. And so if we're asking God for a clean heart, that implies, again, that our hearts must be dirty, must be sinful, and in need of a good cleansing. St. Paul in Romans 1 reminds us of just how dirty our hearts are when he says, therefore God gave them up to the lust of their hearts, to impurity, to the dishonoring of their bodies among themselves, because they exchanged the truth of God for a lie and worshiped and served the creature rather than the Creator. And we just confessed a moment ago from 1 John 1:8, if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. And that writer of 1 John goes on in verse 10 to say something very similar. If we say we have not sinned, we make God a liar, and his word is not in us. Pretty convicting there to remind us that our hearts are dirty and sinful, and that there's nothing that we can do on our own to remedy that situation. We need God's help. Maybe you've wondered how our hearts become dirty in the first place. Well, I love this particular explanation. Think about an apple, all right? An apple, they're yummy, delicious, but sometimes you get an apple, it's got a worm in it, right? How does that worm get in the apple? Maybe you think it burrows in from the outside. No, scientists have discovered that the worm comes from the inside. But how does it get there? Simple, an insect lays an egg there in the blossom when the apple is blooming. And as that apple grows, that egg is nourished in there, and it grows, and it begins to eat the apple from the inside out. Well, sin is very much that same way. It begins in the heart and works its way out through a person's thoughts and words and actions. So the first step then is for us to confess. To confess that we have a sinful heart, a dirty heart, and not deny that. And by confessing, then, what we're doing is admitting to God that we need God's help to cleanse our hearts because we can't do it ourselves. So there's that sinful heart. But secondly, there's then a clean heart. This is what every person, every one of us should desire, right? To have a heart that is clean and pure. And that's what that word, that Hebrew word, tahar, means, is literally clean and pure. As Christians, we know that we do not have, again, the power to make our own hearts clean. It's simply impossible for us to do that. Only through the blood of Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, who took away the sin of the world, only through his blood can we be made clean and our hearts be made clean and free from that bondage of sin. Well, how can our hearts be kept pure and clean then as God cleanses them? Max Lucado, one of my favorite authors, writes a book just like Jesus. I'm reading that now. It's a devotional type booklet. And he looks at it from this perspective. He says, suppose I ask you to take care of my house while I'm out of town, to house sit. And you pledge that you'll keep everything in just tip-top shape, great shape. But when I return, I find that the house is in shambles. The carpet's torn, the walls are smeared, the furniture is broken. And your explanation does not impress me. You said some bikers came by and needed a place to stay, so you let them in. The soccer team called, looking for a place to have their party. You welcomed them in with open arms. And then there was the fraternity. They wanted a place to hold their initiation ceremony. So you said, well, yes, of course, come on in. But as the owner, I have one question for you. Don't you know how to say no? This is not your house. You don't have the right to let everyone in who wants to enter in. Do you think maybe God wants to say the same thing to us from time to time? You see, God's campaign for us to guard our hearts, not open them to every whim and will, is just this simple campaign to say no. You remember that several years ago? Say no to drugs. Well, God says, say no to everything that would affect you or turn you away from me. Say no to anger. Say no to revenge. Say no to pity. Say no to lust. Say no to whatever it is that tempts us to turn away from God himself. But how do we know when to say no and what to say no to? Well, here's where we need to engage in what I call those heart-healthy practices, healthy for our spiritual selves. And there are things that you know. This is not rocket science. These are things that you know. They're very simple. Start, first of all, with prayer. That is a very heart-healthy exercise. Ask the Holy Spirit to come and to guard and guide your heart that you may discern and know what's right and what's wrong. Another heart-healthy practice is to read the Bible. Be in God's Word every day. I don't care if you read a couple sentences or a chapter or whatever, a couple chapters. Just be in God's Word every day. Because as you're in God's Word, you see how God has interacted with his people throughout history, and especially the good news of Jesus Christ, the example that he set for us when he said no to temptations and yes to God. Another heart-healthy practice is to worship on a regular basis. We come together to give honor and praise and glory to God, but we also come to be fed on God's word and on the sacraments that we might grow in our discipleship. And as we are growing, may we then go and disciple others. A lot of times it's in teaching and guiding someone else that we learn so much more. And our faith is strengthened even more greatly. So that's what it means for us to have a clean heart. Finally, we concentrate on a heart created by God. This verse from Psalm 51 starts with that word create. If we turn back to Genesis chapter 1, it's the second word in the Hebrew Old Testament. Bereshit bara. Bara is that word, Elohim. In the beginning, God created. the heavens and the earth. And that word bara means to create. We can understand two things about creation. Number one, that God and God alone created everything that exists. And secondly, that God created it ex nihilo, we say, out of nothing. You and I cannot create anything. We might use that word flippantly to say or to refer to something that we have made. Maybe it's a work of art. Maybe it's a splendid new dish of food that's just so delicious. Maybe it's a new garment that we have designed. Well, we make the things, but we don't create them. We take the raw materials that God has given us and the gifts that God has given us, the wisdom, the knowledge to be able to form these raw materials into great works of art. But God creates them. We simply make them using God's gifts and skills. Another way to translate that word bara is that God transforms us. God transforms our hearts. And here's one way to think about that. There was a family from a very remote area. They were making their first trip, get this, first trip to a large city. They checked into this grand hotel and just stood there in amazement at all the architecture, the impressive stuff in there that they'd never seen before. As they left the reception desk, they came to the elevator entrance. They had never seen an elevator before. They didn't know what in the world it was. They just stared at it, unable to figure it out. Again, they were from way out in the sticks. They'd never been to town, all right? Well, they watched as an old lady hobbled toward the elevator and went inside. The door closed. About a minute later, the door opened again, and out came this stunningly beautiful woman. The dad couldn't stop staring. Without turning his head, he shook his son's shoulder and said, "Son, go get your mother right now." Maybe she was thinking the same thing about him. I don't know. God's not present within us to create outward beauty. But God is within us to create and transform our hearts so that they are beautiful from the inside out. God desires to take our hearts made dirty by sin and cleanse them by the blood of Jesus. Proverbs 4:23 says, "Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it." And guarding our hearts means letting Christ come into our hearts and asking God to help protect us and to daily cleanse our hearts so that those evil thoughts, desires, whatever they might be, have no room to enter into our hearts. Hearts that are cleansed again and made for God and God alone. There's an old Sunday school song, and I'll try to sing it, but I'm not always good at this, but it's one that talks about our heart. It goes like this. If you know it, sing along, please. "Into my heart, into my heart, come into my heart, Lord Jesus, come in today, come in to stay, come into my heart, Lord Jesus." May Jesus come into our hearts today and every day to make them clean and new. Amen.